Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hey, Molly, where's that sparkling, super scintillating, effervescent solution with the sodium acetyl salicylate stuff?
You mean the Alka-Seltzer?
You guessed it, kiddo. My head feels like it's on the business end of a pneumatic drill. I got the great granddaddy of all headaches, and the Alka-Seltzer bottle is as empty as it'll ever get.
Relax, dearie. I've got an extra package of Alka-Seltzer. You see, I remember that rule of Eleanor Engel's.
You mean when your tablets get down to four?
That's the time to buy some more, Fibber. Yes, Molly's way is the safest. An extra package on the side keeps a family well supplied. Well supplied with speedy Alka-Seltzer. First aid relief for a headache. Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your drug counter today, won't you? Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
A long-distance call came for Mr. McGee while he was downtown this morning. Mrs. McGee took the message, and she's giving it to him now.
And I said you weren't at home, so he said to tell you that Clifford Parker called. Does that mean anything to you?
Clifford Parker? No, I don't think so. What else did he say?
Well, he said he went to high school with you back in Peoria.
Hmm.
And he's going to be in town this afternoon, and he's looking forward to seeing you.
Clifford Parker. Parker?
I told him you'd be here all afternoon. He said, fine, he'll be here around 2 o'clock.
Went to high school with me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say, what was the name of that kid that his mother ran the livery stable? Do you remember him?
Oh, let me think now. Let me think. He had a sister.
Yeah.
And she and I... Oh, Cloppinger. That was the name, Emma Cloppinger.
Emma? You sure his name was Emma? I don't remember any guy named Emma.
No, not the boy's name. His sister was named Emma.
Oh, yeah. Was she the one that eloped with that traveling salesman, that dry goods drummer from Des Moines?
Dubuque.
Oh.
No, that was the Mosley girl, the one who kept falling off the hay wagon the night of the senior picnic, you remember?
Oh, sure, I remember that. Boy, what a hayride. We had so many kids packed on that hay frame that every time anybody took a deep breath, somebody got pushed over the side.
Oh, it was fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was a very popular girl that night. I had a date with you and Otis Cadwallader both. One of you sat on each side of me all the way.
Yeah, Otis Cadwallader. That slob. I never did trust that guy.
I know you didn't.
Remember on the way home, Ed Myers turned his pet mice loose in the hay while none of us was looking, and one of them ran across your ankle, and you screamed, and when I heard you scream, I wheeled around and busted old Otis right in the puss without asking any questions.
Poor Otis didn't know what struck him.
Yeah.
He clapped his hand to his nose and jumped up, bumped into three or four of the other kids, and the Mosley girl fell off the wagon again. Oh, she looked a sight.
Ah, those were the days, kiddo. But who the heck is Clifford Parker?
Oh, well, I almost forgot about him. Well, he must not have made much of an impression with you in school if... Say, wasn't there a kind of a skinny kid in your class that nobody liked? Used to follow you big boys around all the time?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's him. That's the guy, Whiny Parker.
Whiny?
Yeah, always complaining about something. Always whining. Like if us kids wouldn't let him play football with us after school, he'd hang around and beef. Want to take his football home, stuff like that.
Oh?
Yeah, stupid kid, too. Followed us guys around all the time. Just a big pest, that's all he was. What the heck does he want to see me for?
Oh, I don't know. You went to school together. I guess he just wants to renew an old friendship.
We never had a friendship, Molly. Maybe he did with me, but I never did with him. The only reason I let him follow me around all the time was because old man Parker ran the candy store, and Whiny always had a pocket full of jelly beans.
Maybe he's coming to bring you some jelly beans.
Yeah. Probably expects to give me that old pal routine and have us invite him to spend a few days with us or something. So he can follow me around all day like he used to.
Well, he'll be here in a couple of hours and you can see what
I got a big disappointment waiting for him, too, because I won't be here.
What? McGee, you... Why, I told the man you'd be home this afternoon. You can't run out on him like that.
And why not? I'll leave a note on the front door that says, sorry, we had to go out for the day. And we'll go down to Kramer's drugstore and play the pinball machines all afternoon. Get your hat and a bunch of nickels and we'll be down to Kramer.
Oh, I don't know, McGee. I don't feel right about ducking out on the man like this. Those pinball games. I'd rather stay home.
Hey, I got a better idea. I'll take you down to Walt's malt shop for lunch and we'll hang around there for a couple hours.
Well,
No lunch to cook, no dishes to wash. What do you say?
That did it. You talked me into it.
I'll go back to the car out, Tootsie. Put on your face and grab your hat and let's go to Walt's.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins. And your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
I'm glad we ran into you down here, Mr. Wimple.
Yeah. Care for another cup of coffee, Wally?
No, thank you, Mr. McGee. I really must run along in a minute.
What's your hurry?
Well, frankly, it's just so nice at my house these days that I like to hurry home and enjoy it. Sweetie Face, my big old wife, hasn't said one cross word to me for a week.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Sounds like she must have had a change of heart, huh?
No, it was a change of nylons, actually.
What?
She put on her nylon stockings wet last week, went out in that cold weather we had, and caught the most delightful case of laryngitis.
Why?
She can't make a sound. Peace. It's wonderful.
Well, I hope it isn't anything.
How you doing, Miss McGee? Want a piece of pie or something, anybody?
No, thanks, Cora. We're fine. Good lunch.
You can hit me again with the java, Cora.
Coming up.
We got to kill some more time before we go home anyhow. Might as well kill it here with another cup of coffee.
Miss McGee, you married a brave man. If this coffee of Walt's don't kill anything but time, we'll all be lucky. Mr. Wimple, did I hear you mention your wife's got laryngitis?
Had it almost a week, yes. Can't talk at all.
Well, now I've got just the stuff for it. Before you leave, I'll put a slug of it in a bottle for you.
Oh, no, thanks.
It'll clear
no.
up that throat of hers in 5 minutes. You know, my aunt made it up from an old recipe.
Oh, no, no thanks. I really don't want...
Oh, don't thank me. Glad to let you have some. I got some in the kitchen out there, and I'll just...
Cora! I don't want to sound ungrateful, but you just live your own life, Cora. I know how to live mine. So long, everybody, and thanks for the coffee.
Well, good bye, Mr. Molly. Wimple.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Sure a weird little character, isn't he?
Oh, he has his problems all right, Cora. What time you think we ought to go home, McGee? 3 o'clock be late enough?
Oh, I ought to be safe by then, yeah. I'm dodging a guy this afternoon, Cora. A guy that's coming to the house at 2 o'clock to see me.
Oh, I know how that goes, believe me. I'm not home much, of course, working down here all the time. But my poor Marvin, he gets those crumb bums all day long.
What do you mean? Who?
Bill collectors. Who else? You know, Marvin was sitting in the front room doping out of a form sheet last week, and who does he see coming up the front steps but the installment guy from the furniture store?
Yeah.
Well, he jumps up, runs out the back door, and right there on the back steps, he falls smack dab over the gas collector. Knocks him flatter than one of Walt's angel cakes.
Oh, my. Well, we're not in any trouble with our bill collectors this time.
Well, the guy I'm ducking today is an old schoolmate, Cora, a guy I went to high school with.
Well, if this fella's an old friend, why are you ducking out on him?
Oh, that's just the exact point. Whiny Parker never was a friend of mine. We just happened to go to school together, that's all.
High school, yep. Huh? Well,
This Parker boy was always following McGee around.
Yeah, big pest. I never gave a hoot for the kid one way or another, and I sure couldn't see wasting the afternoon with him today.
So we decided to come and waste it down here instead.
Yeah.
As long as we've got another hour to kill, maybe I will have a piece of pie now. Dutch apple, huh?
Coming right up.
Yeah, put a scoop of ice cream on mine, too, Cora. Long as we've escaped a very boring afternoon, might as well live it up, right?
Right. Put two scoops on each one, Cora. What the heck? It's only money.
Yeah, pile on there. You got your door key, kiddo? I'll pick up the afternoon paper and see what's new in Washington.
Well, I hope your Mr. Parker didn't wait around for us, McGee. I feel awful guilty about this.
Ah, forget it. If it was an old friend, somebody I liked, I'd have stayed home, you know that. But whiny Parker. Paper says rain tomorrow, maybe.
What's the headline? Anything interesting?
About the usual. Democrats accuse the Republicans. Senator denies contract fraud. Republicans accuse the Democrats.
Normal day in Washington, huh?
Yep. Millionaire oil man in town says on the way to Capitol and his... Oh? Oh. Oh, no.
What? What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Listen. It says Clifford H. Parker, Oklahoma oil millionaire, stops today to confer with...
What? You mean...
Whiny Parker, a millionaire? Oh, my gosh. Oil. A millionaire.
Well, of all heavenly...
Hey, quick, hand me the phone. I wonder where he's staying. Good old Whiny Parker, my old school chum. Rich, he's an oil man. Hello, operator, quick, give me Clifford Parker, the millionaire. No, I don't know where he's staying, but he's rich. You can find him. Call every place. We gotta find him. Emergency.
Oh,
hello?
This is ridiculous.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Most of us like to have fun, I'm sure. And we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into liquid, a relief-giving liquid that's easy and natural for your system to absorb. And action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Well, a note must have been in the mailbox when we came in.
Yeah, yeah. Let me read that again. Dear Fib, wanted to take you and Mrs. McGee out to dinner and a little nightclubbing.
Oh, my.
Sure looked forward to seeing you. Sorry I missed you.
He's sorry.
Signed, Whiny Parker. That's right, the dead red luck, anyhow. I called that Ritz Vista 18 times, and he's been out all evening. You think I ought to try once more?
It's midnight. Go to bed.
Doggone it. Why didn't he tell you he was rich when he phoned this morning? If I'd have had any idea my old schoolmate was a millionaire, I'd have stayed home.
Go to bed.
Okay. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is played by Bill Thompson and Cora by Elvia Allman. Wow, did McGee ever make a mistake? You can be sure he'll be trying to rectify it tomorrow, though, so tune in for the fun. This is John Wall saying goodbye for now.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on the NBC Radio Network.